Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. We will be frequently posting sermons from our Sunday services to offer insights and interpretations of Scripture and to help you connect biblical teachings to your daily life and circumstances. You may also watch our entire worship service online on Facebook or YouTube. This podcast was recorded on Sunday, June 22, 2025. Our guest preacher is Pastor Karn Carroll.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Pre-note that Jesus' mission includes foreigners, and his authority extends to the casting out of demons. Some who witness Jesus' work are seized with confusion and fear, but the man who was healed is commissioned to give testimony to God's grace and mercy. Hear now these words from our Gospel. Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he had not lived in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him, and he was under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demons into the wild. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these, so he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it to the city and in the country, and people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
We're going to head back to the story that we heard from our gospel this morning. And every time I read the story of the Gerasene demoniac, doesn't that sound so fancy, the Gerasene demoniac, this man who is living among the tombs, I am simply shocked by his circumstances. He lives in a cemetery. And while he is completely free of restraints, he is not truly free. He's not actually living any sort of life because he's out of control. Howling. He hits himself with stones. This man is clearly out of his mind, and he's all alone. He has no family. He's lost his friends. He's even lost his community because they banished him to this cemetery. And the man lives in chaos, being tormented every day. It's all that he knows. It's actually become normal for him. And it's sobering to think that we're not so different. Anxiety has been called the disease of the 21st century. And we've all experienced it at one time or another. That absolute horrible feeling when the whole world seems to be crashing down on us and we're left to our own devices. Isolated, alone, deeply worried, and stressed out. Anxiety can result in debilitating fear, uncertainty, that those circular and racing thoughts you have at night, and it can lead to the avoidance of any healthy behaviors. Anxiety can affect our ability to function normally and even convince us that we are losing our minds. And unfortunately, anxiety often leads to other issues like sleep disturbances, migraines, irritable bowel syndrome, chronic fatigue, and substance abuse. Anxiety, for all of those things that are horrible about it, has actually become a fixture of modern life. In fact, reported levels of anxiety have been on the rise ever since the end of World War II. Some psychologists believe anxiety disorders now constitute the most prevalent mental health problems worldwide. And it's no surprise, is it? Considering what's going on in the world, right? There's economic instability. Two political leaders and their spouses were gunned down in their own homes. We get news reports of plane crashes. And of course, we have a controversial president in the White House who just entered the U.S. into a war between Israel and Iran. Now, there are theories that our anxiety woes may be caused by historically unprecedented levels of wealth and security. Think about that. Maybe you've heard it being referred to as affluenza. Because we're bombarded every day by the message that we need more, more, more. And beyond creating stress, such constant messaging that what we have and who we are is not enough. And that takes its toll. You know, at times our lives really aren't so different from the man among the tombs. Things have become so chaotic, so disorganized, so out of control that we don't even realize how unhealthy and unsatisfying life has become. We actually can get so used to dysfunction and stress that it becomes normative. And it manifests itself through self-destructive behaviors, maybe self-isolation, overeating, compulsive shopping, cutting, addiction. So normal that we cannot even recognize our need for something different. Yet something different is out there for us. Or should I say, someone. And you know who I'm talking about. We're talking about Jesus. In our gospel story for today, we discover how Jesus does not let the man that lives in the graveyard remain alone. Jesus actually goes to him, seeks him out, addresses that man face to face, acknowledges the man's presence and the man's pain, and then standing on that shore, surrounded by death and the cemetery, Jesus is not willing to let this man continue being controlled by his demons. Now, before he can heal the man, Jesus must know what he's dealing with. So he asks their name. And the answer? Legion. For there are many things causing this man's pain and suffering, including himself. Jesus then gives permission for the tormenting demons to leave and go elsewhere, to leave this man, to afflict something else, and they do. They head into, did you catch it? Where do they go? Into a herd of swine, right? These pigs. And even the pigs can't handle the chaos. So they rush into the sea and they drown. And the man, he is restored to his right mind. He's clothed in new clothing. And he calmly sits in the presence of his Savior. God's promise and good news for us today is that we do not have to get ourselves out of the chaos alone, as if we could. I mean, Jesus comes to us, recognizes the real hurting us that we try to keep hidden from everyone else. Jesus sees beyond the masks that we wear and recognizes all the forces, external and internal, that are holding us back and that are causing us stress and fear and, yes, even anxiety. Jesus gives us the courage to name what needs to be named in our lives so that we can work through and move beyond the mayhem. And ultimately, so we can enter into that place of calm, peace. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Wonderful indeed, even as it is hard work, really, really hard work, to let Jesus do what needs to be done for us. Ask anybody who's ever gotten sober, and they're going to tell you that letting Jesus take control of their lives is not easy. In fact, it demands daily, if not hourly, acknowledgement that Jesus alone is your strength. Because the lies that the world tells us about how we have to live, and the lies others tell us about who we are, and the lies we even tell ourselves about what's important and should take priority, those lies are too damn compelling. People of God, the only voice of truth is the voice of our Lord and Savior. And his voice tells us we don't deserve to have one foot in the grave. His voice proclaims that we are not created to live in isolation, alienated from God or from other people. Jesus declares that his very life helps us understand how much we matter, that we're loved, and that we're worthy of grace and mercy. Author Anne Lamott once beautifully described this like this: "For all we don't understand about it, grace meets us where we are, but doesn't leave us where it found us." Grace meets us where we are, but doesn't leave us as it found us. Today, may knowing that Jesus is with us give us the strength that we need to confront the things in our life that simply aren't life-giving. Let's give all of that permission to go elsewhere. And we can remain in his presence, receiving the peace only Jesus can give. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for tuning into the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.